Dr. Norman Walzer is a senior research scholar at the Northern Illinois University Center for Governmental Studies. Over the past decade, he's worked on numerous projects involving economic and development issues. He also assists state and local agencies based on current research, knowledge, and practices regarding policy issues. Dr. Walzer, what effect does the lack of affordable housing have on low-income workers and their families?
I think the effects really are multiple. One is, as you look back on how we sort of got to this situation, we have had a significant change in population, where we have a really growing elderly population, and the other group is millennials. And so essentially the millennials have come onto the market in a stagnant economy. They basically have not been able to find some high-paying job as some of the earlier populations were. So you basically have a combination of factors where the elderly may very well no longer be working full-time. They may have assets. They may have Social Security or other kind of retirement earnings. So their incomes may be artificially low. And so they count sort of against the ability to have a rental home, basically. What this really means is that a number of factors have come into play that hopefully over the next couple of years will sort of work their way out. Housing construction has been low, so the demand for existing rental housing has been relatively high, has been growing. The rental housing, in some instances, is reaching its life, and so deterioration tends to set in, so it may come off the market. Also, in Illinois particularly, we're tied with New Jersey as the highest property tax state. So as a result, the costs of maintaining a rental property are relatively high, which probably causes the markets not to decrease in price nearly as much as they might have in earlier years. These are some issues, I think, that will partly play themselves out, but things that we'll probably have to work on in the future.
How do you think this affects society in general, having this low-income population needing to find places to live successfully?
Basically, it means that we have to construct more housing aimed at that group. The housing in earlier times prior to the recession was relatively high income. These are not houses that lower-income people at current wages are likely to be able to get. From society's perspective, we need to focus a little bit more on trying to construct lower-cost housing, try to have housing that more meets the maybe younger families and the ones that don't have children yet, smaller size. So I think it'll be a realignment of the types of construction that's underway. We do have things like Section 8 that will provide housing relief for some of the lower income people or those that don't have high enough paying jobs to get the kind of housing that they should have. But I think it'll cause some changes. Particularly, I think we need to pay attention to changing role of the elderly, given the fact that they will be the largest growing population segment in the next 10 years. These are really the groups that are going to be partly the key, but also partly a group that we have to look at. Especially the elderly, in many cases in smaller towns, live in big, older houses. The reason they're still in those houses is that are way too much house that they need and could become rentals or could become property for younger families is that they really don't have elderly-friendly, senior citizen-type housing. And so I think working more on that group will cause relief then is some of the houses that they lived in will then become either rentals or available for sale for the younger families.
There's an emphasis by the current administration on expanding the economy, with the expressed belief that growth will eliminate all the problems facing the economy in general. How does this come into play with the housing situation?
Bottom line for the housing situation really is having a good, high-paying job. So we can kind of look at it from two perspectives. One is we can either help people have higher incomes, and that could be raising the minimum wage, or we need to construct cheaper housing or somehow make cheaper housing available, either through subsidies or whatever the case might be. I think the growing economy is clearly the healthier way to go, and this is something that for long term we really want to focus on. But what that may require, especially in light of increased automation and higher tech skills required, it really means that we have to focus our educational efforts for the younger people coming in and for those who are currently underemployed to somehow have them available to have better trained skills or more current skills so that they can actually effectively participate in the economy. And if that were to happen, then hopefully their incomes will be higher and their ability to be able to not spend more than 30% of their income on a rental house will partially subside.
How do you think the status of Illinois low-income workers not being able to afford a suitable two-bedroom rental unit reflects on the state and its current economic situation?
From the income perspective, we need to have higher incomes. If we have fewer higher incomes within the state, then obviously tax receipts are not as high. And the idea that we have the highest property tax rates in the country essentially means it takes more for a homeowner or landlord to basically keep the house available on the market and so forth. The effects on Illinois basically are negative. We need to be focusing more on having people capable of having higher paying jobs and having more higher paying jobs coming into the state at that range, not necessarily only really high paying jobs, you know, super technology kind of jobs, but more jobs that the people in the lower income levels can hold and through maybe better education, better training, can then advance. This kind of an effort will cause the state of Illinois to, number one, have higher income. It will resolve partly the housing problem. And as we move ahead, I think landlords and homeowners basically will expand, upgrade their housing and so forth. And overall, it'll be a better situation.
We've been talking with Dr. Norman Walzer of the NIU Center for Governmental Studies. Dr. Walzer, thank you very much for your insights.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.